Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. James Shaw is stepping down as co-leader of the Green Party in March, but intends to stay on as an MP for the time being to support his members' bill to make the right to a sustainable environment part of the Bill of Rights Act. As Climate Change Minister, Mr. Shaw was the architect of New Zealand's landmark climate change legislation, the Zero Carbon Act. He says he's proud of what the Green Party has achieved over the past 8 years, including becoming a party of government with ministers for the first time in 2017. It also made political history by increasing its support at the end of each of its 2 terms, a feat no other government support party had achieved. Mr. Shaw says the 2023 election ushered in a new era for the party and time for a new co-leader to work alongside Marama Davidson to take the new caucus into the future. New Zealand First Deputy Leader Shane Jones says the government needs to focus on New Zealand's economic challenges rather than be sidelined into endless debates on the Treaty of Waitangi. As part of the coalition agreement, his party agreed to support ACT's Treaty Principles Bill to Select Committee, but he says it's up to ACT leader and new Associate Justice Minister David Seymour to take responsibility at that point. While iwi and hapū may object to the existence of the bill, the election did reveal an uncertainty and anxiety about where the treaty debate was going. He says an airing in the Select Committee could resolve that, and New Zealand First has made no promises to vote for the bill after that.
We really are a government that's wanting to get focused on the export-led recovery, productivity, generating more revenue internationally, boosting infrastructure. And I suspect that if we don't actually deliver on those somewhat more prosaic elements of our political manifesto, we could very well be hammered at the next election.
Shane Jones. A te reo advocate says Māori won't allow the gains of the past 50 years to be destroyed by bigotry and racism. Dr. Hannah O'Regan, the chief executive of education services company Tātai Ahorau Core Education, says the coalition government is buying a huge fight with both Māori and large sections of the non-Māori population who want the treaty to be honoured. It's also picking a fight with the Kohangareo generation.
Look at our children, our babies who are the ones of that Kohangareo generation and who have had opportunities in te reo. Honestly, people don't know what they're dealing with. These guys are grounded, they're strong in their culture, and we're not going to let it happen.
Hannah O'Regan says she's pleased mainstream media has mostly not bought into the government's anti-Māori rhetoric. And that is your Māori English news for this hour. Tūrou!